Good evening. It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Eliza Carthy with The Last Rose of Summer. And we're going to hear her do one more. Yeah, it's a Rossell song.
Turns all he touches into stone. The cash flows in from near and far when he picks up the telephone. The value of his property increases daily. No one knows how much he owns, and still he schemes. The more he buys, the more it seems there is no limit to his dreams. And as the market booms, his empire grows. Susie, a stripper in a Soho club, she works long hours but not for love. And when men see her body, they go crazy. But she just smiles in her heart and keeps herself the soul apart. And in her room at night, she dreams alone. For Susie loves the man who flies the high trapeze. He's flying now 1,000 miles away. But she knows one day she'll meet him as she always used to do. By the statue of Eros on a bright summer's day.
The man who puffs the big cigar turns all he touches into stone. The cash flows in from near and far when he picks up the telephone. And Eros too belongs to him, and all the land for miles around. He buys the men who clear the way, who draw the plans to make it pay. He has no time for yesterday. His deals are shrewd and his investments sound. Susie, the men who view her want her for themselves. Why, Susie just ignores their looks. She knows they cannot buy this lady. She walks the world in a see-through dress, self-contained, self-possessed. And in her heart a secret that is hers. A message from the man who flies the high trapeze. A message from 1,000 miles away, telling her to meet him as she always used to do. By the statue of Eros on Midsummer's Day. The man who puffs the big cigar turns all he touches into stone. The cash flows in from near and far when he picks up the telephone. Now all around Eros towers rise and concrete slabs that black the sun. And carefully he calculates the profit he expects to make from each square foot of his estate. That's a bumper crop when all is said and done. Susie, why are you looking so afraid? You
he'll keep the vow he made. The time has come and gone, it won't be easy to find him in his concrete maze, walls and railings bar the way. As if she's lost in space, she wanders on. Looking for the man who flies the high trapeze, but he could be a thousand miles away and cut off by the traffic in the distance, out of reach. Is the statue of Eros, and it's Midsummer's Day. The man who puffs the big cigar turns all he touches into stone. The cash flows in from near and far when he picks on the telephone. His country mansion, Tudor style, has priceless pictures on the walls. And he picks up the phone and starts to turn the wheels, a scheme to market instant cures for broken hearts, which could yield handsome dividends for all.
Yeah.
To walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14, 41,
31? I mean, 13?
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Loud music was coming from a car.
Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds. I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
We We heard Rhiannon Giddens, Amethyst Kia, Layla McCullough, and Allison Russell doing You're Not Alone from Songs of Our Native Daughters. Before that was Ranky Tanky with Stand By Me from their new album Good Time. Fawn gave us A Raven from Midgard. And Eliza Carthy started us off with The Man Who Puffs the Big Cigar. It is 7:25. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. September the 13th is hop picking in full swing. Londoners, gypsies, and itinerant workers flock into Kent. September the 14th is Holy Cross or Holy Rood Day, beginning of the nutting season. The hazelnuts, alias cobnuts or filberts, collected today have magic properties. Look especially for a double nut, two on one stalk, which ward off rheumatism, toothache, and evil spells. But beware that you do not pick them too early, for the hazel is a powerful tree whose wood is used for divining rods, and to gather its nuts unripe is unlucky or even dangerous. September the 15th, nutting continues. Begin fattening fowls for Michaelmas feasts. September the 16th, St. Ninian's Day, apples beginning to ripen. St. Ninian was a Romano-British bishop, much venerated in Scotland. His shrine at Whithorn was a famous pilgrimage center, and pilgrims still visit his cave on the seashore nearby. Ninian's plant symbol is the herb southernwood called apple ringy in Scotland and pressed in Bibles to perfume them, held by the Romans to be sovereign against spells causing impetus. Under its English name of lad's love, it was presented by bachelors to the girl of their choice. September the 17th, fears strong winds which shake unripe apples from the trees. An old rhyme has it, September, blow soft until the apples be in the loft. September the 18th, avoid eating unripe fruit and gather nettle seed, now abundant, to cure its ill effects. September the 19th, wheat now plentiful for bread making. September the 20th, observe the weather, make lavender caps against the onset of winter. The weather on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd of September foretells the weather during the coming October, November, and December, respectively. If there is a south wind on these 3 days, for example, the succeeding months will be fair, but if they are wet, the early winter will be gloomy. September the 21st, St. Matthew's Day, darker evenings and cooler weather now beginning. Yes, unfortunately, we lose the most sunlight during September. And, of course, we have the equinox coming up when we all get to turn inward. September the 22nd, apples now ready to pick in most years. September the 23rd, hop picking drawing to a close. Cut bracken for winter fuel and cattle litter. September the 24th, the sun enters the house of Libra. September the 25th, Blackberries now ripe in hedges, pick them soon before the devil fouls them. And September the 26th is Holy Rood Day, old style, known as Mid-Autumn Day in Highland Scotland, and traditionally the beginning of the mating season for deer. In the Hebrides, women and girls ceremonially gathered St. Michael's wild carrots at this time. The roots had to be taken in a particular way by digging a triangular hole, signifying St. Michael's shield, with a three-pronged mattock, which was St. Michael's trident. Tied into bunches with a triple red thread, the carrots were presented to male visitors on Michaelmas Day. Forked roots were especially lucky. There was a charm preserved in the Carmina Gadelica. Cleft, fruitful, 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 joy of carrots surpassing upon me, Michael the brave endowing me, bride the fair be aiding me. And now for a little more music.
Thank you. same. Think that everything gonna change around you.
Brothers and sisters,
not too far down the wrong road to turn around.
Brothers and sisters,
gotta find a way not to fade away. Brothers and sisters,
brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters,
so be strong for each other, brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters,
got to be brave in a scared world, brothers and sisters.
Took a detour off a California run, searching for a joint I played back in 1981. Up a rugged canyon, there's that steakhouse, there's the bar where I played three sets a night with my old Martin guitar. The owner, she smiled and said, "It's been a long, long time. How you doing, cowboy?" I said, "Well, I guess I'm doing fine. I saw that special out on your chalkboard sign. Same old T-bone steak and a glass of Spanish wine." She smiled and said, "Hell, not much is new. Sit on down here and I'll take a glass with you. Canyon's been torn apart by wildfires now. We cater to a mostly older, retired crowd. The music ain't like what it used to be, when you could tear our hearts out in any song, in any key. Now it's all just background noise to me. T-bone steak and the glass of wine's on me. Then I looked deep into her eyes. I saw my reflection as a much younger man. The minstrel kid clawing a path across this wild old honky-tonky land. Then she closed her eyes and we hummed up that old scotch and soda song. Then she said, "Aw, the hell with the past, kid. I hope you brought your guitar along. T-bone steak and a glass of Spanish wine. The daily special served from 5 till 9. Carved in stone on that old chalkboard sign. I played Goodnight Irene at closing time. And the crowd was drunk, but they always sang along. I took requests for those old cowboy songs till last call and the barkeep banged the gong. He yelled, 'Good night, Irene, folks, move along.'" Then she closed her eyes and I sang her a verse of "Ain't It Funny How the Time Slips Away." She laughed out loud and said, "Cowboy, you just took me back to 1,000 yesterdays. One last glass and I headed for the door." She said, "So long, you ragtime troubadour." I said, "I'll circle back here down the line for a little T-bone steak and Spanish wine. T-bone steak and a glass of Spanish wine. The daily special served from 5 till 9. Carved in stone on their old chalkboard sign. I sang 'Goodnight Irene' at closing time. And the crowd was drunk, but they always sang along. I took requests for those old country songs till it was last call, the barkeep banged the gong. Yo, good night, Irene, folks, move along. Ain't it funny how the time slips away? Ain't it funny how the time slips away?
Yeah. sampling other themes to your resentment. Steady, baby, steady on the hazard lights. Lizard crosses on the road. My broken oath is hanging from the dashboard face. You are waiting to reload. In the canyon land of rock, where the twitching jackal hides, and the woman takes her time, takes her time. In the canyon land of stone, you can size me up and run. Come on, claim me from your rib, and I'll be gone. I see you blinking, baby, what for? Maybe what for? Maybe for me. I see you waking, baby, what for? Maybe what for? Maybe for me. In the canyon land of rock, where the twitching
Good evening, it's 7:52, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. We're expecting Edward Buchert in just another couple of minutes. That was Kaya Cater with Canyon Land from Grenades. Before that was Tom Russell gave us the T-Bone Steak and Spanish Wine from October in the Railroad Earth. Mavis Staples gave us Brothers and Sisters with We Get By. Shabaka and the Ancestors gave us Give Thanks. Rhiannon Giddens, Amethyst Kia, Layla McCullough, and Allison Russell did You're Not Alone. And we started off with Ranky Tanky with Stand By Me. And we are going out of here with Imar's Avalanche. Thank you.
was thinking of something different, like I wanted you to portray a little girl.